I'm going to need to talk to somebody about how I managed to schedule myself for the highly sought-after final agenda item on a three-day meeting. Pat? the intent today is to talk a little bit about council priorities. I'm going to review briefly the 2013 priorities and actions. Thanks, Karen. 2013 priorities and actions, and also talk a little bit about items that have been identified as possible priorities or actions for 2014. I'll also talk a little bit about the priority process, but given the lateness of the hour, I won't go into it in too much detail. We're not making final decisions on priorities today. That will happen at the November Council meeting. The issue here is to make sure we've got a complete list that the executive committee should look at and try and match up with the available resources, and also to have a little bit of a discussion about the priority setting process. So if you look at 2013, we actually accomplished a pretty good amount of what we tried to do. Many of the things that we accomplished have to do with annual specifications. Some of these may drag over a little bit into early 2014, like the monkfish specs, but for the most part, we've met all the requirements that and all the goals we had for accomplishing specifications that we identified. I think we've made significant progress on the omnibus habitat amendment, and we hope in November to approve the DEIS so that it will go out in public hearing. Groundfish Amendment 18, even though the presentations keep getting cut short, the committee is actually making considerable headway on Amendment 18. And the SBRM amendment, we expect, will go out to public hearing shortly. That, of course, is under the NIMS lead. And then we will probably vote on that sometime next spring. There were a few things that were added to the 2013 priorities. Some of them were carryovers from the year before. We wound up doing two frameworks in 2012, and they dragged over into the beginning of 2013. We held a risk policy workshop, which really only involved council members for 2 days, but there was considerable staff time with the SSC and the region and the council staff, and also the Fisheries Forum working to put that together. That led to the ABC Control Rule Working Group, or ABSCRWC, if you like to pronounce acronyms. That has gotten going. We have an EM working group, and the reality is there's a whole lot of EM stuff going on. We not only have our EM working group, but we have some council members who are helping to work on a pretty much a nationwide EM conference that's going to be held in January in Seattle that's associated with the CCC. Center, council, and regional office staff formed a Tiger team to try and improve the development of management plans. That work is ongoing. The work of that group will be discussed by council and center and regional office leadership hopefully in October and bring back a report with some goals of trying to smooth or streamline or improve the review and development of our FMPs among the staff. And I shouldn't hesitate to point out that in the background you've heard talk of the NRCC, and I'm sure the Science Center in the region would agree with me. The NRCC started out as a way to get the senior leadership together to coordinate resource use, primarily worried about assessments. But the NRCC is placing increasing demands on our staffs as they decide to investigate different things. You know, I mentioned Jim Weinberg's got a working group on the operational and research assessment. He's leading another working group that talks about public participation. I think there's a third working group that's talking about membership on assessment teams. And, you know, these are all going on in the background, and they take time of the staffs. There are a few things that we didn't complete that we had hoped to or hoped to make significant progress on. We had hoped to have the alternatives identified in Monkfish Amendment 6, and as Terry told you earlier today, we've kind of revised that timeline to say to be determined because progress on that amendment seems to be slow. We had hoped to start a Whiting Limited Entry Amendment. We had identified a Skates Limited Entry Amendment as a priority. We had identified the Vessel Baseline Amendment as a priority under NIMS lead. The SBRM amendment, again, we had hoped it would go out to public hearing in the summer. It's not going to go out to public hearing until now. So all of these things kind of fell behind. You'll notice that EBFM is not on that list, but this is an issue that's been of a lot of interest to council members for some time. It did not get voted as an above-the-line item this year. It got, after being above the line in 2012, it fell below the line in 2013 because of competing priorities. So that's kind of where we were, and I think it's important to kind of note that, as some people's grandmothers probably say, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, and that we took on more than we could actually do. So what we've done so far at the Executive Committee and with many of the committees is we've tried to identify the list of possible actions or possible tasks that we might want to do in 2014. And this list is in your binder. It's actually done in two ways, one where it's just an itemized list, a second one where I tried to kind of group things into specific management actions just as a straw man to see how things might combine. So this list contains a number of issues for council actions. It also, we decided at the Executive Committee that we ought to try and start identifying some of these major staff tasks that go on. Identify some of the major staff tasks that have gone on or that need to go on. Because those affect how much we can do, and I think they're going on and people don't really realize it. This is in your binder. There has not been any prioritization by the Executive Committee yet. The Executive Committee met at the beginning of September. Many of the committees had not had a chance yet to meet and identify what they wanted to do on priorities, so the Executive Committee did not want to try and prioritize before that happened. We've done a couple other things in this document that we're going to refine before November, I think. I think there should be a recognition that when we start some of these tasks, they're not going to get done in a year. And we should recognize right up front they're multi-year tasks, and we should probably, when we identify a multi-year task, commit to doing it until it's done. So the example here that I'll use is EBFM, where we keep having these starts and stops, where 1 year it's above the line. We know we're not going to get EBFM done in a year. It's just not going to happen. 1 year it's above the line, next year it's below the line, the next year it's above the line. It keeps, you know, it's flip-flopped at least twice, I think. So, you know, one thing we're talking about is identifying multi-year tasks. Two of them that we expect to come up is EBFM. One is monitoring, and this is sort of the whole broad monitoring issue. You've heard the agency talk about looking at fisheries-dependent data as well as electronic monitoring issues, as well as the industry-funded issues that we talked about today, which we hope will be quicker. I think that it's relatively easy to see that when you look at this list that, you know, the tasks really exceed the resources available to us. And I mean to us, meaning all of the agencies, not just the council staff. I include the Science Center and the regional office staff in that comment. The reality is I think the list exceeds the ability of committee members or council members to participate in that many decisions either. I think your workloads would be quite onerous. So if you have had a chance, hopefully, to take a look at that list and to review it, we may have some, probably given the lateness of the hour, brief discussion about whether there are things missing. I think I managed to get onto that list everything that came out of the committee meetings last week. I do know that I don't think there is anything on the list that relates to the issue brought up during public comment period today about Northern Gulf of Maine scallop issues. I don't believe that's on the list. That was not one that we had identified ahead of time. The other thing I'd like to talk about briefly before we get into that is that something we talked about at the Executive Committee is, and I think the Executive Committee will probably recommend that they take this on, is that we discuss a little bit better about how we deal with priorities. I think there's, as I went through this process this time and as the Executive Committee talked about it, it was kind of interesting that we are looking at things in one-year snapshots, generally speaking. And, you know, we talked about it at the Executive Committee that it would be nice if we had, and I'm not going to use the V word, but it would be nice if we had some general provisions or general principles that we were trying to manage to. And we might want to bring these, you know, to a broad view that might help us guide clerk.
Look what you did.
My staff is. Anyway. Anyway, we might want to have some long-term guidance so that we look at these things going down the road. And so committees perhaps might want to have a two-year idea of what they're trying to do rather than to focus on everything in these short one-year time blocks. So the idea that maybe we want some sort of medium-term guidance at the council and committee level. We might want to make sure, and this is something I touched on before, about multi-year projects. You know, we might want to say, okay, we adopt a multi-year project. Let's commit to it multi-year and not let's have it run the risk every year that it's going to fall below the line. We might want to talk about adjustments and additions to priorities. You know, we get pretty fast and loose. We start in November. We create a priority list. Mike Leary made a great comment a couple years ago at a council meeting where we did the priorities on the first day of the meeting, and by the last day of the meeting, we had added four. And at the end of the meeting, he said, next year, can we do priorities the last day so they at least make it through one council meeting? And that's a problem because as the year goes on, we add priorities and we rarely, sometimes, but rarely take things off. And the recognition should be there's, and the reason for the cartoon, there's no free lunch. You know, we can't expect that we can keep adding priorities over the course of the year. So I think the executive committee is going to plan on taking a closer look at the priorities and probably try and revamp the priority setting process a little bit over the course of the next year. We did not feel we were ready to make any specific recommendations at this meeting. We may want to address some procedural issues like, you know, sometimes in the past, we'll have a motion that at one meeting goes 9 to 8, and the next meeting goes 8 to 9, right? And, you know, do you really...
Same meeting.
Yeah. Do you really want to change your priorities because one vote changes? You know, you waste a lot of staff time if you try to tend to do that. So that's kind of where we're at. If there are any questions about any of the items that are on the list, either me or my staff can try and explain exactly what's meant. I realize some of those are abbreviated descriptions, so they may be a little cryptic. If there's something that you believe is missing from that list that you want the executive committee to at least consider, please let us know. We're not taking action on this thing, so unless the chair really wants a motion, I think we can just write them down and add them to the list. I realize that the hearing committee is a little bit ahead of everybody and that they already identified their preferred priorities, I believe, in a motion, and so the executive committee will be able to consider that. Ground fish and skate committees did something similar, perhaps not quite as detailed, and so we'll provide that information to the executive committee as they start working on that stuff. So I'm not sure we need to go over those things in particular. We know what the committee has recommended.
Thank you, Tom. I think any motion at this time of the day would be ruled out of order. Mary Beth.
Yeah, and the SCALB committee did not, I mean, we had the list of priorities that's in the binder, but we didn't make any recommendations because I knew that we would be coming back together at least once, if not twice, before we get to this item in November. But Deirdre, when she, you know, put things on the list, she has a category at the end that was really just based on correspondence that we've received in the year on actions that, you know, people, members of the public have suggested. So this Northern Gulf of Maine proposal that we received today, I just, you know, if the executive committee, Deirdre has a copy, add it to the list that just is the category of correspondence received. And not more than that. But if you're going to meet before we make a recommendation, I think that probably be a good idea.
Thank you, Mary Beth. Other comments from the issues from the council? Everyone generally comfortable with the direction that Tom laid out? Tom?
The only quick comment I'll make, and it was because Tom asked for input, I think it's absolutely imperative that we prioritize ecosystem management and commit to that to the extent that we can. And I think we need to take some of those, I think Tom's idea about taking some of those longer-term directions that we have to commit to for multiple years, and putting those in a sort of different bin than some of the sort of FMP-specific items that we'll be debating. I think that's a solid direction. But because Tom asked for input, I think We should be moving towards prioritizing an EBFM approach and populating a committee.
Tom.
Just briefly with respect to EBFM, Karen distributed an August 26th memo from me to the executive committee, and I'm not going to go through it, but I made some comments in there about EBFM that I suggest you look at prior to the November council meeting. We'll probably talk about those in a little more detail.
Mike.
Yes, I think generally I think this is going in the correct direction. I also, though, would support that priority should be given to ecosystem-based management for the future to reinvigorate the efforts. Also, I notice in the, I guess it's related to the groundfish, recent groundfish meeting, some sort of proposal, and I'm not quite sure of what its status is, but basically aimed at achieving some sort of greater stability in catches while at the same time taking account of the problems that have, in fact, inflicted the system because of retrospective patterns and instability in assessments and so forth. I do think that having a priority to look at alternative ways, management procedures for determining ABCs that both strives for, of course, optimum yield, which is required by law, greater stability in the system, and takes account of the realities of some of the limitations and problems we've encountered in terms of the assessments would be something important to address in the future. It very well may fit within Mary Beth's working group as well. I'm not sure if it belongs. Our working group. Okay.
Thank you for reading all your materials, Mike, because that was, in fact, a conversation that the Groundfish Committee had last week, and it will be part of the recommendations to the Executive Committee. Other council comments? Matt, PK.
Just real quick, I agree with the previous two speakers. I'd be very excited to work on making EBFM a long-term project. I know a lot of other people outside this council are working on it. I think we can get going on it with a good head of steam, and it links together a lot of the other things that we're doing with the ABC Control Working Group, Risk Policy, et cetera. So I just want to throw my voice behind that.
PK.
That ties into my long and vague, open-ended motion yesterday for priorities.
And it was a good one. Comments from the audience? Erica.
I know we're not taking final action here, but there wasn't really an opportunity to comment after the Herring Committee motion on priorities. So I'll keep it real short. Last year, you prioritized an amendment to consider adding river herring and shad as stocks in the herring fishery that was never initiated. In your packet of materials today, John Bullard has strongly urged you for the second time to initiate this amendment. You have law and the court order that requires some meaningful consideration of the definition of this fishery. We've heard a lot today about how the biomass of river herring and shad is allegedly going up, and they're encountered all the time. It's more reasons to add these fish as stocks in the fishery. From our client's perspective, this consideration's never happened, so we urge you to keep stocks in the fishery above the line on priorities to avoid further litigation or some kind of secretarial amendment. Thank you.
Tog, you've been here all day.
I just want to say thank you to Mary Beth for adding the Northern Gulf of Maine option to the list of potential priorities, and just to point out that some of you might be thinking, why would we do this? It's not an issue. The reason you should do it now is because it is not an issue now, but it could very easily become one within the next few years, and the longer you wait to fix these problems, the harder it's going to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience? Ted.
Yeah, I waited a while, too, so I'll go ahead and say it. But, I think skate's important. I think you already have it on the list. I think the main consideration on that is you have 17,000 groundfish days tied up in sectors that have no purpose anymore other than to target skate and monkfish, incidentally. If you don't deal with that sooner, it's going to be a lot more expensive to deal with it later. You know, we can look at people's history and convert groundfish days into skate days at sea and capture a sustainable level of effort that we've had over the last number of years. And I think it saves resources to deal with that sooner rather than later.
Anyone further? Back to the council. Okay. Is there any other further business to come before the council this afternoon? You're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order.